BBC News with Natalia Rolston. A court in Turkey has ordered a block on websites carrying the cover of the first issue of Charlie Hebdo to come out after last week's Islamist attack on the French magazine. The cover shows the Prophet Muhammad mourning the 12 victims, but the judge described it as criminal and blasphemous. A staunchly secular newspaper, Cumhuriyet Daily, has published a four-page selection of material. The paper's editor, Utku Kakizora, defended his decision.
We prepared a selection of these cartoons and decided to publish it on the same day the latest edition went on sale. We did this merely to show our support for freedom of expression. We did this to give the message that freedom of expression should be maintained and it shouldn't be precluded by terror.
The police in Sri Lanka have opened an investigation into allegations that former President Mahinda Rajapaksa, defeated in an election last week, tried to retain power with the help of the military. Charles Haviland reports.
By all appearances, Mahinda Rajapaksa was quick to concede defeat and depart from his residence early on Friday. The election victor, Maithripala Sirisena, thanked him. But from Saturday, President Sirisena's colleagues started alleging that the former leader plotted to disrupt the counting and declare a state of emergency. They say the security force chiefs refused to cooperate. Police are now investigating the claims, but Mr. Rajapaksa has denied them in all possible terms.
Five men suspected of involvement in last month's massacre at a school in Peshawar in Pakistan have been arrested across the border in Afghanistan. The arrests came after Pakistan supplied information to the government in Kabul. 149 people died in the attack. Relatives of the victims have held a protest against the cricketer-turned-politician Imran Khan, who has paid a visit to the school. The protesters complained that it had taken Mr. Khan 4 weeks to visit the scene in a province which is controlled by the political party he leads. The Spanish Supreme Court has agreed to examine a paternity claim against the former monarch King Juan Carlos. The plaintiff is Ingrid Jeanne Sartiel, a Belgian citizen who alleges she is the king's illegitimate daughter. From Madrid, Tom Burridge.
Mrs. Sartiu claims her mother had an affair with King Juan Carlos in the 1960s, after he married his now wife, Queen Sofia. The case can only now be considered by Spain's Supreme Court, because King Juan Carlos lost his immunity from any legal proceedings when he abdicated last year in favour of his son Felipe. A separate paternity suit by a Spanish waiter called Alberto Sola, who claims his mother also had an affair with the king, has not been accepted by the Supreme Court.
This is Natalia Rolston with the latest world news from the BBC. At least 10 people have died in the American state of Texas after a bus carrying 15 prisoners and prison staff skidded off an icy bridge on Wednesday morning. Kim Gattas is in Washington.
The bus was carrying 12 prisoners who were being transferred from one prison to another in Texas. Also on board were three correction officers. The white bus was almost halfway through its six-hour journey from Abilene to El Paso on the border with Mexico. It slid on the icy roads at 7:30 in the morning just west of the town of Odessa, slid down an embankment and then hit a freight train before landing on its side. 8 prisoners and 2 correction officers died. The other 5 passengers were injured and taken to hospital.
The wife of Raif Badawi, the Saudi blogger sentenced to 10 years in jail and 1,000 lashes, has compared Saudi Arabia's action in publicly caning her husband to that of the Islamist militants who killed journalists at the Charlie Hebdo magazine. The public flogging started on Friday when Mr. Badawi was led into a square and given the first installment of 50 lashes. NASA has asked the crew on the International Space Station to return to the American side of the complex. Earlier on Wednesday, the US crew put on breathing equipment and moved to the Russian module after an alarm on board suggested there could have been an ammonia leak. Data received and analyzed during the day suggests there was no leak and that the alarm was caused by a transient error message. Organisers of the world's biggest cycling event, the Tour de France, say that for the first time an African team will take part in the competition this year. The team, MTN Kubeka, is from South Africa, but it has cyclists from many other countries, including Eritrea, Rwanda and Algeria. The Tour de France's director said he hoped the participation of an African team would help boost cycling on the continent. The Tour de France begins in July. And that's the latest world news from the BBC.